Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Covering both sides of the big issues with the analysis you trust on News Radio 1040 WHO.
One of the more amazing stories when we look back on 2023 is going to be the rapid adoption of artificial intelligence into our daily lives. And we've been really talking about all aspects of it here on the show, because one of the aspects we're hearing about is AI in the hiring process. So will that make the process fairer? You know, have you ever gone out for a job and when you didn't get it, you just felt like it was totally unfair? So does it make the process fairer, or will it worsen the fairness of the process? Well, here's someone with two decades of experience in human resources. Returning to the Davidson Family Dentistry Newsmaker line is Dr. Diane Sanchez. And Dr. Sanchez, great to have you back on Iowa Radio. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me again.
So what do you think? I mean, is this a better or worse proposition for hiring?
Well, it can potentially discriminate in the hiring process. So for me, it depends on how the algorithms are written within the recruiting process. So that's the big deal, particularly if in the AI system, and this has happened in the Workday lawsuit, a class action suit, where applicants said that if they stuttered, they were denied. If they looked up, their eyes were looking up a lot, the AI algorithm would kick them out because they had certain facial expressions or voice tones. So it's up to us as companies to ensure that the AI algorithms are not reflecting of discriminatory practices.
Well, and it's so weird, Dr. Sanchez, because, you know, when you're talking about discriminatory practices, you're talking about things we've never contemplated, like the eyes looked up more and things like that. So there's just all kinds of factors. So if I go into it as a job applicant, it just sounds to me like I'll be walking on eggshells. I don't know what I'll be doing wrong. It's a stressor for job applicants, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, because they don't know why they're getting denied. And also, it's HR, human resources, and the legal department responsibility to make sure the algorithms don't kick out applicants with certain disabilities, with certain looks, and anything like that. And that's, you know, what's happening now is the Department of Labor is making this the number two investigation of employers. The first one is, of course, pay transparency, and the second one is AI to ensure that the systems and the algorithms don't identify and address any discriminatory patterns that may emerge. So it's a whole new world.
But it would seem to me, Dr. Sanchez, let me simplify, and you tell me if I'm wrong on this, that, like, you could detect discrimination, couldn't you? Because you're going to go into applicants that were rejected, and if they're overwhelmingly women, or they're overwhelmingly Black, or if they're overwhelmingly older, you'd be able to come back to the company and say, your algorithm's not working there. Am I right about that?
You are totally right. And the first major class action suit has been filed because of those situations. And Workday is a system that most employers use in their applicant flow and screening applicants before they send them to the company. And that's exactly what the class action said. You are totally right. They've proven women. They've proven disabilities. Age is another big one that you mentioned. Very, very much discriminatory towards certain ages. So this one we're watching very, very closely, because the class action is humongous. And so we should know the result of that by the end of the year.
She has 2 decades of experience in human resources. Great to talk these issues over with her, Dr. Diane Sanchez. Dr. Sanchez, thanks very much for talking with me.